It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning, and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If you're new to this channel, then you should be aware that it is time for our devotion. First of all, I want you to take a second of your time to say Abba, thank you. And you may ask, what are we thankful for? We are thankful for the gift of life. If you can hear me right now, if you can see, you can feel, if you can even move your body, then I want you to take this second to just show gratitude to the one who has made this very possible. So this is the time of our devotion where we get to learn and share from the Word of God. And what better way to start our day than with a weapon, a perfect weapon of warfare, because the Bible says the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And we are definitely going to be encountering things during our day. So this is our way of equipping ourselves. So once again, I want to welcome you. And this very special episode, this segment of the show, is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this very segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, is the General Seer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, if you're frequent on the show, I want to welcome you, and I want you to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell another person that it's time to share the Word of God. So if you're ready, let's start. Today is the 18th day in the month of June 2024, and it's a beautiful Tuesday. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Spend Time with Them, Part 2. Spend Time with Them, Part 2. We'll be taking our hymn that says, Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. And if you are with your Open Heaven, that can be seen in hymn 28. It's under hymn 28. Our Bible in 1 year, we'll be taking from Psalm 78 to 80. Psalms chapter 78 to chapter 80. And our memory verse will be taken from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. Which says, Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. A Bible reading will be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10 to 18. Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 10 to 16. Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 10 to verse 16. It says, My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, Come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us look privily for the innocent without curse. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and all as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk thou not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their part, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's Open Heaven says, Spend Time with Them, Part 2. The manual says, Yesterday, I started discussing the importance of spending time with children. As parents, spend time with your children. They must also spend time with what and whom their children spend time with. Parents should check the apps on their children's phone to see what they are being exposed to. When they are watching movies or cartoons, they should watch with them to be sure that they are safe for them. They should check the websites they visit and ask them to invite their friends over so they can know the kind of friends they keep. They should visit their schools regularly to know the kind of people their teachers are. Parents should not see anything their children are involved in as too low or immature for them. Whatever or whomever children spend their time with will influence them, and parents must be there to ensure that they are influenced correctly. Solomon, in today's Bible reading, spoke to his son about the people he should interact with. He knew that even after raising him the right way, other people and things could still influence him negatively. There are things parents teach their children that the world will try to convince them to compromise on. Today's memory verse tells us not to be ignorant of the enemy's devices. Parents must pay attention to whatever their children are paying attention to. It will be unwise to teach them and then leave them to the world to corrupt them. Beyond that, parents should occupy their children with godly activities so that they can have things to spend their energy on. They should encourage them to join the workforce in their local assembly, as well as Christian book clubs and associations. School activities and excursions are good, but parents must also prioritize spiritual engagement for their children. They shouldn't ignore their children's spiritual growth, but rather they should teach them to build a connection with the Holy Spirit so that they can hear His voice telling them what and what not to do, even in their absence. If you are a parent, engage your children in conversations to know that they have in their hearts and the things that influence them. Matthew chapter 15 verse 11 says that it is what comes out of a person's mouth that defiles him or her. Talk to them about anything and everything to hear what they would say and know what is in their hearts. I pray that you will not fail God over your children in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, beyond spending time with children, it is also very important to spend time with the people and things that they spend their time with. Beyond spending time with your children, it is also very important to spend time with the people and things that they spend their time with. I hope today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you. You can as well bless one more person. If you would like to view and share our Open Heaven devotional, you can visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can share and bless just one or more souls. You can also follow us on our Instagram page. You can follow us on our Instagram page, which is praisepalace_radio UK. praisepalace_radio UK. And our website, www.praisepalaceradio.com. Till you hear this voice again, God bless you. Have a lovely day.